Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is, by God's call, day 194. Come and rest. Matthew 11:28. Listen carefully, because these words are not old, they are alive right now. For you, exactly where you are, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Let that land for a moment. Jesus is not making a general announcement to the crowd. He is speaking to you, to what you are carrying today, to the weariness you felt when you opened your eyes this morning, to the weight you may not even be able to put into words. He knows the two faces of exhaustion, what toil produces on the outside, and what accumulates on the inside, quiet, heavy, building over time. You don't need to explain it. You don't need to summarize your life in a sentence for him to understand. Jesus already knows the weight, and still, especially because of that, he calls, "Come to me." This is not a distant promise. It is a direct, personal invitation made for this exact moment of your life. And there is something here we cannot let slip by. Coming is an action. The rest Jesus offers does not fall from heaven while you sit and wait, hoping things get easier on their own. It is found when you move toward him with purpose, with intention, releasing what you carry and drawing near. Coming is a choice. It is an act of faith. And look at what he promises when you come. I will give you rest. He does not say when you have earned it. He does not say when you have prayed enough, done enough, been good enough. He simply says, I will give you rest. That is pure grace. Rest is not a wage won through effort. It is a gift received with open hands. You do not come to him with your credentials. You come with your weariness, and that is enough. But understand what this rest is. It is not the absence of trouble. Jesus is not promising that your life will be free of difficulty. The rest he gives is a peace that anchors the soul even in the middle of the storm, a steadiness that rises from within, one that does not depend on your circumstances changing first. With him, you no longer have to carry the day alone. He carries it with you. He holds. And that rest is available right now, not tomorrow, not after you have figured everything out, now. So today, before breakfast, pause. 2 minutes. Open your hands, palms up, as a sign of surrender, and tell Jesus out loud, not just in your thoughts, out loud, one thing you have been carrying, just one. Give it a name and leave it with him. That is coming. That is the act. That is where the rest begins. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.